It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We are in the midst of the summer outdoor season, and while it's an exciting time to be in the Motherlode, it's also a time of increased fire risk, search and rescue incidents, and waterway accidents. We have a pair of law enforcement officers joining us on Motherlode Views today, Tuolumne County Sheriff Bill Pooley and Sheriff's Office Sergeant James Oliver. Thank you both for coming in today.
Thank you, BJ.
Thank you.
So first off, I'll pose a question, first one to Sheriff Pooley, and talk about fire first. Things are dry. We're starting to see a number of fires increase in the Motherlode. So what type of advice would you have for local residents right now as we are in the midst of the fire season?
Well, the most important thing is have a plan to save yourself. Have an evacuation plan for your family, for your pets. If you own livestock, how are you going to get the livestock out of the area? You know, there's a lot of large animals that haven't been in a trailer in years. Can you even get them in a trailer? What's your plan to get those things out? The other thing is, you know, you need to make sure that you have at least a week's supply of medication. Sometimes if you're evacuated, you can't go back and get those types of things that you need to get through the day. You need to have your money, valuables, credit cards, things like that. How are you going to survive? Do you have a plan on where to meet your family should you be evacuated? You know, if you're at work and you get the evacuation notice and your wife leaves the house, where are you going to meet up? Have those things already planned out. Have a go bag ready to go with your necessities in it. And, you know, once you are evacuated, stay in tune with the local news. Follow our Facebook. Usually we have individuals right in the dispatch center that are giving that information out directly to the public, so stay with that. I would ask that people go on to the Tuolumne County OES website and sign up for the Everbridge program. This is our notification program. If you sign up, we can send you texts, call your cell phone, your home phone, send you emails so that you get notified. And really the biggest thing is, once you are notified, please follow our directions. And if you're out in the field and deputies are directing you in a specific direction, please follow those instructions. And I will say this, don't wait to leave, leave early. Have a plan to save yourselves. If the worst case scenario happens, we may not be able to get to you. So please have a plan and plan accordingly.
We've had several incidents in recent years where you've called evacuation warnings and advisories. We'll put those on the radio and mymotherlode.com as well when those fires hit. Can you explain the different tiers for evacuations that people may hear about?
So for the sheriff's office, we're responsible for evacuation notification, the actual evacuation of, and then the repopulation of specific areas that are evacuated. Our two notifications, we have a warning, which basically states, hey, there's a fire in the area. You need to start planning, start gathering your items. And then we have an actual order, which says you need to leave the area immediately. Along with that order, we will give directions on where to go and safe places to shelter if need be.
I'll turn the conversation a little bit to water recreation. We've had several drownings so far this season at local waterways. Sheriff Pooley, are there some common causes that people can take note of when it comes to why and how drownings are occurring?
You know, I'm going to look at my entire career when we talk about this. I've been doing this for over 30 years, and we've seen people drown from any number of reasons. Sometimes there are alcohol or drugs involved. People overestimate their ability to swim. They underestimate Mother Nature and the sheer force and power of water and currents and things like that. They go into areas where they're not familiar. We've had people drowned up at God's Bath this year. They were not familiar with the area. It's a very forceful river. Things like that. But really, when you look at all the reasons why people drowned, I've never seen anybody drown with a life vest on, and it's so important to have those life vests with you and have them on, securely fastened. If you have children, they need to be sized appropriate. They need to be placed on the child appropriately. So yeah, there's any number of ways to drown, but the one thing, and Jim and I talked about this earlier, is I've never seen anyone drown with a life vest on. Just haven't seen it. You know, I'm sorry.
Great advice and great observation.
Thank you.
And I'll turn over to Sergeant Oliver. You know, do you see drownings with people of different types of swimming levels?
Absolutely. So my own personal experience, I learned to swim as a child, swam off and on, you know, throughout my entire life. Started my law enforcement career, and to be honest with you, in the last probably 15 or 20 years, I swam in a pool or maybe lounged at the edge of the lake or river, not really swimming. So when I came to the boating unit and was actually out on the lake and needed to swim, I found that even though you know how to swim, when you don't do that very often, you lose your ability to do that through fatigue, through your muscles, through the ability to breathe. You might get cramped a lot easier. Just things that I found in my own experience going back to actually having to swim more often, just because of my job. So just keep in mind of your experience and how often do you go and swim and what is your actual swimming ability compared to what you think you might be able to do.
Obviously, nobody wants to drown. Are there any unfortunate misconceptions that people may have that sometimes lead to drownings?
So you, again, kind of what Sheriff Pooley was talking about is really understand the conditions that you're in. If you're in a river, what is the temperature of that water? Because if it's really cold, then it will take energy away from you very quickly. It might cause you to cramp and you won't be able to stay afloat. Regarding some of the lakes, if you're out there in the heat and the wind, you would get dehydrated, again, leading to more of that cramping. Just that heat and will lead to fatigue, period, if you're out there. Now, if you add alcohol instead of water, it's going to lead to, you know, poor decisions, and then possibly you doing something that you would not necessarily want to do.
When you're out on a boat, Sheriff Pooley mentioned the importance of life jackets. Are there any other rules that people need to remember and keep in mind?
So the state of California has what they call a California Boater Safety Card. You need to have that if you're 40 years old and under in order to operate a boat or vessel. That's kind of the first thing. And that what that does is it just, even if you've been operating a boat for years, it reminds you about the safety rules and just the handling of a boat and just a good reminder of that. The next thing is the life jackets. Please have life jackets for everyone that is on your boat. And if you are 12 years old or younger, then you need to be wearing that life jacket whenever you're on the boat. Those life jackets, it's exactly what it is. It will help save your life. They're supposed to be a throwable type life jacket sitting next to the driver. And that's in case somebody falls over. It's something that you can quickly grab and toss to them to help them stay afloat. You're supposed to have an operating fire extinguisher on the boat in case of a fire. Yes, they occur. I have seen it happen out on the waterways already. And then you're supposed to have some type of a signaling device so that you can signal for help all on the boat as just kind of the basic things that you need. Beyond that, you know, please be aware of your surroundings at all times. Always, always be looking around who's near you, the vessels around you, people swimming. You really, really need to pay attention while you're out there.
As we sit and talk here in July, has it been pretty busy on the local waterways to this point?
Yes, sir, it has this year. Yeah, actually both last year and this year has been fairly busy. I think with COVID, about the only things you could do is go out and go camping in the wilderness or go boating. Pretty much it. So we've been fairly busy.
We need to take a quick break. We're talking about a number of topics on this weekend's Motherlode Views related to law enforcement, talking about fire, waterway safety, and we're also going to be talking about search and rescue in a little bit as well. People heading up to the high country this time of year. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined in studio this weekend by Sergeant James Oliver with the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Office, as well as Sheriff Bill Pooley from Tuolumne County. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.